Yeah. That's actually not that bad.
Okay, so I'm here with my buddy Byron Stick.
Hey.
And we're going to talk a little bit about ketogenic diet.
Woo! Yep.
So, are you on it now?
No, I officially got off 2-3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I had to, I'd done it for about, I want to say, what was it, from October to July, so that's what, 9-10 months about?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was on it, you know, that's kind of how, and I did it. And I did a very specific type of keto diet. Have you ever heard of the Vince Guarando steak and egg diet?
No.
Okay. Basically.
You guys know about the.
Our friend Guaranda, I don't know how I pronounce it, but
yeah.
Basically it's this old school bodybuilder from the 50s, and like his diet plan, like for guys who are cutting, is basically just eat steak and eggs twice a day.
Guys who like are depressed and want to think about music.
Yeah, guys, well, I mean, this is the 50s, so I guess it would be Buddy Holly was their emo.
Yeah, right.
Like, Buddy Holly or Billie Holiday or something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, they did that. But it was actually, the guy Vince was, he was like a mentor to like Arnold Schwarzenegger and a bunch of people, like, because he was before, like, the whole, you know, Arnold's numero uno, he smoked a joint on Pumping Iron, that whole thing. But anyway.
I didn't know he smoked a joint on Pumping Iron.
You didn't see that?
I never watched the thing.
Oh, you should see Pumping Iron. It's so fascinating to see how fucking charismatic this guy was in his late 20s or whatever he was. Like, it's so, like, he was so off the charts arrogant, but he was playing it up too, but, you know.
Is he like Paulo Costa?
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it just, anyway, so basically the diet is like you eat like a pound and a half of beef, like steak a day, and you have, like, you know, four or six eggs with each meal. You eat twice a day, so that's like a dozen or so eggs
a
day.
Man, that's a lot of eggs a meal.
It is.
That's disgusting. I couldn't do that.
You couldn't do it? I mean, I did it. I had six eggs. I ate a dozen eggs a day.
Did you just scramble them? How'd you eat them?
Scrambled, mostly scrambled and hard-boiled.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hard-boiled, I think, is more manageable. You know how I could eat them? Deviled.
Deviled,
that's
yeah.
My shit.
Well, I love those eggs.
Like work intensive.
Yeah, it kind of is. I mean, I kind of cheat on that. Like, instead of having deviled eggs, I just, like, dip my hard-boiled eggs in mustard and mayonnaise.
Okay.
It's not bad. I mean, yeah. Basically.
It looks bad.
Yeah, it does look
bad.
It's
like cum and pus on balls.
Yeah. cum and pus on angel balls. But anyway, yeah, so I did that, and, you know, I just did that for, like, you know, at least, like, what, 10 months? And I lost, I don't know, I lost like 40 pounds, but
yeah.
But the thing is, I wasn't working out at the time, so.
Why not?
My knee was fucked up, yeah. and my chest and my shoulder were messed up, too.
Damn, so I'm trying to think. I was going to be like, oh, you can just do push-ups and lean on one side, but
yeah.
No, if your shoulder's fucked up, you can't do that.
Yeah.
So you could do one-arm curls, and then you do squats, assisted squats.
Well, I couldn't even do squats because, like, even, like, if you're using your core, you're still, like, you gotta use your shoulder to stabilize. Like, there's no way to, like, really. But, yeah, I did it, man. So, the Vince Guaranda steak and eggs diet, it works.
That's so weird that you did a bodybuilder diet, but you didn't exercise.
Yeah. And it's, like, not just a body, but it's, like, an old, like, you know. I might as well have been drinking eggs. That's how old this fucking diet was. This is back when, like, people used to eat liver. Would, like, take cod liver oil. Remember that? Like, back in the 50s
Yeah. It's coming back, though, with the salmon oil.
Yeah, it's true. CBD or not. That's different. CBD's different.
Have you heard of the Ron Jeremy ketogenic diet?
No. What is it? Just the...
It's where you make her eat only cum.
I was going to say, it's just you only eating pussy or something like that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, or just be eating other guys come out of some girl's pussy. Like,
I don't know. I was making it up on the spot, so I just went with where I went.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it looks good, right?
Yeah.
God, he looks awful, man. That guy.
He's like every old Jewish guy.
He looks so bad that, like, if you see him in a porn, you just feel bad for his health. You're like, oh, this guy's gonna blow out his hip anytime soon.
Yeah, have a seizure.
Yeah. Like, it's not sex, whatever.
So, did you do, like, the whole thing where you measured your ketosis?
I did a little bit actually. I had keto strips, so like those.
Oh yeah, we didn't even fucking say what keto is.
Oh yeah, that's right. Do you want to do it or I want?
You do it. Yeah, okay. I don't really know.
All right, the keto diet is made by a little Puerto Rican gangster named Keto, up in the Bronx back in the early '40s. You know, he was getting stabbed by some freaking Irish guys, and you know he was in the hospital. And they kept giving all oatmeal and bread and like all the like 50s healthy food or whatever. And so he's like, Matt, can't eat this, I don't feel good. And then, you know, someone gave him like a steak, and then like he ate another steak, and he was like, and he felt, started to feel better. And then like all of a sudden, like, you know, he started doing the bachata and like he felt better. And then he went and like he murdered a whole neighborhood of Irishmen. Right. And you know, that's how the ketogenic diet came to be.
Right, he's like, fuck you for eating potatoes.
Yes. Yeah, you never touched a potato ever after that, and
Yeah, but he missed plantains.
Yeah, that's true, he didn't miss plantains. Mofongo and Mangu, I think.
Yeah. Ooh, Mr. Mangu.
That's right, yeah. So
that's what he looks like now.
Yeah, Keto is he's a brave man. I mean, you gotta be brave to kill like 12 Irishmen in the same block on the same day.
Keto Garcia, right?
Yeah.
But more on a physiological level, what is keto?
Basically, the ketogenic diet is it's a diet that emphasizes that is very, very high fat, moderate to high protein, and virtually no like carbohydrates, like no sugars or like starches and things like that. So the idea is that by basically depleting your consumption of outside carbohydrates, your body will start to use what are called your body, instead of being fueled on glucose, which comes from basically like carbohydrates, you'll be fueled by what are called ketones, which are created by, I think, breaking down the fat tissue in your body.
Yeah.
So like you become what's called keto adapted, where instead of running on glucose, which is what most people run on, you run on ketones.
Yeah. I remember listening to some radio lab where they were talking about people from the starvation year in Finland or wherever, just live crazy long. There's something about like some epigenetic reason, like you're starving your body or something. It's good for you.
Yeah, I've also heard like any diet that's like extremely restrictive will work. Also, because if you're eating the same thing over and over again, you're just gonna want to eat less of it. You'll just get sick of it. So you'd have to eat it, but it's like you're not gonna eat more of it because you're like, it's just. Like, if you ate Swiss cheese and chocolate all day, you're probably not going to... After a while, you're not going to want to eat as much of it because get sick of pooping.
I wonder what would happen if you ate only corn syrup for a week. You'd definitely get diabetes in a week.
I mean, I think... Ugh.
You'd be miserable. You'd be shitting syrup.
Honestly, you'd probably, like, psychologically fuck with your head.
I mean, I think I have hypoglycemia.
You think you do?
Except again, migraines, and the only thing that'll stop it is when I just basically it messes with my mood. Like, I get depressed if I eat a lot of sugar or drink alcohol.
Yeah, I do too, you know, but like, if I eat too much, like if I eat, you know, a big candy bar, it's like, yeah, but if I eat seven, you know, then I'm gonna start to be like, ugh.
So, have you noticed the ketogenic diet affecting your mood at all?
Not really. Not my opinion. Like, I think they say that it's supposed to be better for your brain. I've heard that, the real origin of the ketogenic diet is that it was supposed to be a cure for, like, epilepsy in the 40s, like, for people that... It's supposed to cure like some rare, like weird mental condition where it cures it, but it's like you have to eat, it's like 80%, you have to eat an 80% fat diet. So basically you're just eating fat all day.
Fucking Jordan Peterson it.
Yeah, yeah, Jordan Peterson it, so.
Or Eskimo it.
Yeah, but allegedly they say it's like, I think it's better for your brain than just eating crap. I think, if you're eating a good diet that's, like, nutritious for you, which I think the ketogenic diet can be, then your brain's gonna be better as opposed to if you're just like eating pizza and, you know, fries every day.
Anything that gives you a dopamine spike has a come down.
Yeah.
And sugar has that.
Yeah, I think that's very true.
I think I had some other questions, but I don't remember.
Epstein didn't do it. Let me just get that off the board. He's innocent. His frame.
So did you feel challenged, like, in terms of self-control?
Yes, but not that much. I mean, you kind of get used to it. But the reason why is because, like, the other thing I forgot to mention was that, at least in the Vince Gironda diet and a lot of keto diets, you do what's called carb cycling, where, like, or just have, like, a cheat day. So, like, they say, like, you know, at least on the steak and eggs diet, it's, like, 5 days of eating just steak and egg, and then on the sixth day, you reload on carbohydrates, you eat pasta and potatoes and blah, blah, blah. Or you can just, once a week, just have a full-blown cheat day of just ice cream, just eating, like, a piece of shit. So, it wasn't that hard because, like, I was cheating every Sunday, and, like, I would eat a lot, and even though I was eating fucking a lot of horrible food, I still lost weight, so it wasn't too hard to be like, oh, fuck, I really want pizza, because I knew I'd eventually have it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could take a break once a week.
I'm on a half-ass keto diet. Like, I'll be like, oh, today's my cheat day, but then it'll carry on into the next day, and I get lazy with it. It's a slippery slope for me.
Yeah. I mean, it was hard, like, it wasn't that hard for me because, like, I had a goal and, like, I gained a lot of weight. And then you saw me last summer. I was a lot bigger, and I gained even more weight, you know, after that, you know. And then I was like, I can't keep ballooning up.
What were the, like, when you felt tempted, like, what were your strategies?
I just guess reassuring myself, being like, okay, just wait till Sunday, or, you know, wait till Saturday, like, make it through. If I was really tempted, like, you know, honestly, I didn't really get that super tempted because I ate so much fucking beef and eggs that, like, you know, physically I was really pretty full. I never felt, you know, you get hungry and, like, you know, I would have liked to maybe eat more frequently, like maybe I could have ate smaller meals, but, you know, I was pretty full for the most part.
Do you have any, like, if someone wants to start the ketogenic diet, do you have any tips, like...
Kill your own cows.
Kill your own cows, okay.
Yeah, don't trip. I guess I would say probably don't do the steak and eggs diet.
Yeah.
Because what happened was when I did it, my cholesterol did go up a bit. And so I toned it down a bit. I only ate 6 eggs a day instead of, you know, 12. So
it's a mild egg diet.
The mild egg diet.
Then your farce bed?
No, but the one thing that my shits were off. It was a nightmare. It was fucking horrible.
Like a slip and slide?
No, it was just I was constipated a lot.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, and I would eat like, you know, like take like psyllium powder and like chia seeds, like fiber supplements.
Yeah.
And it didn't really do much.
Fuck.
Yeah. So I would say probably if you're gonna do it. The steak and eggs diet, it works. Yeah. Unless you have good cholesterol, and, like, you have, like, doctor's permission, want to try it, go for it. But I don't think you have to go that extreme with it.
Yeah.
Just, you know.
Also, exercise while you're doing it.
Yeah, exercise, too. Lift weights because, like, with any diet, you can lose muscle if you're not exercising, which I did. And, you know.
And you're bouncing.
Yeah, I was bouncing, and I wasn't doing any jiu-jitsu. Like, I was doing literally nothing. Like, I mean, I lost weight, great, but I didn't really look that good. It was just like, I'll show you pictures too. Like, it was, you could see like the progression of like, I still look doughy. And then like, once I started lifting, then it's like, oh, I actually had, like, my chest and arms got bigger and stuff. So I would say, you know, you don't have to eat, don't eat a dozen eggs a day. Eat vegetables, eat a lot of vegetables. And, you know, pack your food.
You know, just I remember we went on the road and you brought all those chicken things, which you left and then I ate.
Oh yeah, they're good, weren't
they're
they?
So good.
They are. I like them. I like those Epic bars. Those are good bars.
Yeah.
Don't eat too many protein, like the Quest bars. Like, don't eat too many of those because they They just, I don't know. Yeah.
Anyway, is there anything else you can think of?
Kettlebells. You know, let's give a shout out to kettlebells. Steroids are good too.
Yeah.
Have you ever done steroids?
No, but I did. Well, I guess at the time they weren't considered steroids, but now they would be because they're illegal.
Right.
But I did what are called, I did a stack of what are called pro hormones. So it's basically like one chemical away removed from like testosterone.
Nice.
It worked. Oh boy. But I did it when I was 19, which is stupid because your testosterone is already high. But you know, you're fucking young and dumb. Like, fuck yeah, I want to be like literally brawlic.
Yeah.
I wanted to be like Broly from Dragon Ball Z. That was my goal. That was my fitness goal. I wanted to be Broly.
Did that work?
No. I gained muscle. Like, I was like, you know, but probably not much. I don't think I was any bigger than I am now. I was probably leaner, but yeah. It works, but, you know.
Anyway, where can the people find you, Byron?
Find me on Instagram, Byron's a Dick without the C. Find me on Facebook, Byron's a Dick without the C. And also, what I'm gonna fucking update this, my new YouTube channel, which is gonna be the Middle Beast. Middle as in Middle East, and then Beast as in B33ST.
Okay, so Elite Speak.
Elite Speak, yeah, that's right.
Nice.
So Middle Beast, find me there, and, you know, take your train with some kettlebell, do some kettlebell swings, and,
Maybe I'll wait to release this until you got your YouTube popping.
Yeah. That's up to you. You know, whatever one.
Yeah, no,
thanks, man.
All right, thanks for doing this, buddy. Let's eat some fucking crawdads.
Hell yeah!
Hell yeah. That was so...
That was fun.
Yeah.
So, like, that's cool, because you're doing it, like, shorter.